Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries. Today I'd like to talk to you from this subject, called out of Egypt. Egypt has been used in the Bible to refer to something bad. Israel was called out of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 20 verse 2, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Israel was brought out of Egyptian bondage. So Egypt in the Bible has been compared to something sinful or bad. This verse from Exodus chapter 20 verse 2 is just before the listing of the Ten Commandments, and it is included by the Jews in the first one. They include that verse in the first commandment. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out from the house of bondage. You will have no other gods before me. That's the way their first commandment is presented. When you read the list of the commandments, a Jew would read them, that's the way he would read it. Why do you think that a Gentile would not feel compelled to include it in our list? Well, it's because that we were never in the land of Egypt. But not so fast. We might need to think about that a bit. Israel was not from Egypt. So in order to be called out of Egypt, they had to at some point go into there. Genesis chapter 46 verse 3, he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. God speaks to Jacob, and he says, fear not to go down into Egypt. Joseph was still alive. Jacob had the revelation to him. Finally, his family revealed that Joseph was still alive. And he said, I'll go down and see him before I die. God says, do not fear to go down into Egypt. He had reservations about it. Should I go? I want to go see him. How does God feel about it? God says, do not fear to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. At that point, Jacob went with all the people of his household into Egypt. And they stayed there. And they did well for a while. As long as it was to the benefit of Egypt, everything was going well. But soon, envy caused them to turn against the Israelites and to make slaves of them. 400 long agonizing years were spent under Egyptian bondage. Finally, God called them out and sent Moses to deliver them. So every time God wanted to say something major, he wanted to get their attention in some way, a major thing, he would have a word to say to them, something extremely important. Anytime something like that came up, he reminded them that, I am the Lord your God, who called you out of the land of Egypt and brought you out from under Egyptian bondage. This was his reminder to them. He called Israel out of Egypt, and he told them over and over, you will not serve other gods. Why? Not just because I say so, but because I am the Lord your God who called you out of the land of Egypt, and you will have no other God before me. Over and over, when Israel sinned against God, God brought them back to him by reminding them, look, I'm the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You would still be there in Egyptian bondage if it had not been for me. I am your God. I'm not a God of gold or a God of silver. I am the Lord God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the one who brought you out of Egyptian bondage. Do you know that Jesus was brought out of the land of Egypt? It's prophesied in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. When you read that verse, you'll think that God was just talking about Israel being his son. I loved Israel when he was a child. He was little in his own eyes. He couldn't do anything for himself, and I loved him. I was able to express my love to him, and I called him out of the land of Egypt. But Scripture tells us in the New Testament that this actually referred to Jesus himself. I called my son out of Egypt was more than just saying I called Israel out. It was saying I called Israel's Messiah out, Jesus himself. In order for God to call Jesus out of Egypt, just like Israel, Jesus had to go into Egypt. Matthew chapter 2 has a story. Shortly after the birth of Christ, Herod became envious and mad. He wanted to destroy the young child Jesus. And God informs Joseph about it. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. When they were departed, that is, the wise men were departed from Herod, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. God knew that Herod would try to destroy the baby Jesus. And of course, God was not going to let that happen. God protected his son always, and he watched over him. He watched over him that starry night when the wise men came and the star stood over where the young child was. And all through Jesus' life, God watched over him, and he had never allowed anything to happen to him until the time came when it was supposed to. When his hour came, that's what the scripture calls it, his hour. When his hour came, God allowed his son to suffer and die for our sins. Joseph then, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. He didn't wait till daytime. He took the young child and his mother and departed into Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. This fulfills Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. As with his people Israel, God was faithful to the baby Jesus, his son. He did not forget his son in Egypt, but he was faithful to rescue him. Arise, he tells Joseph in a dream, take the young child and his mother and return into the land of Israel, for they are dead who sought the young child's life. God made sure that they were put to death instead of harming the baby Jesus. God sent him into Egypt not only to avoid slaughter by King Herod, but also to be able to call him out of Egypt, thus fulfilling prophecy in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. What about us? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, my favorite scripture says, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are that holy nation. God tried to find it in Israel, and he can individually if they'll come to him. Paul said, My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. God wants to save them individually, and he will save them as a nation one day. But God has sought out a people for him, a people that would love him and serve him, a people that would be holy. And he has found that people in the Gentile bride all across the nations of the world. Every nation, tribe, and tongue from them, red and yellow, black and white, all precious in his sight. And he has called us out. We are that holy generation, that royal priesthood, that holy nation, the peculiar people, a chosen generation. God has chosen us for himself, an owned people, that we would show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once God called Israel out of Egypt, they were not to go back there anymore. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, he told them, you will see them again no more forever. The same was true with Jesus and also with us. The Greek word for church, ekklesia, means the called out ones. God has called us out from this world. The good news is that Egypt is only a nation, just like America, China, and Russia. We talk about these nations sometimes in derogatory ways. China, oh, that's bad. Got that virus that come from there, that's bad. Russia, you better watch them. They're crooked. And all these things, but nations, America, Europe, London, Russia, China, the nations and the people who make up those nations may have to sometimes be regarded as enemies, but every one of them are loved by God. And Jesus died for every person in the whole world, including them. Jesus loves us wherever we are, whoever we are, wherever we live, and wherever we have come from. Actually, sin is our enemy, and the devil who brought it and who is the father of it. The virus, sin, sickness, disease, depression, infirmity, oppression, these are the enemies, not the people or the countries from which they may have come. It's not the people, it's not the countries. It's these diseases and the sin and sickness and Satan himself. Those are our real enemies. We cannot treat a person any differently than Jesus would, just because they may or may not wear a mask, practice social distancing, or have some sort of disease or condition. I am not saying that we do not do this, but I am saying that if we had what the apostles and early church had and what we say that we claim to have, that we should not do it and would not do it. We would not treat a person any differently than Jesus would. If we were half as concerned about a person having salvation as we are as to whether they wear a face covering or not, what a difference this world would be. Having a mask and practicing social distancing and washing hands has to do with this physical, tangible world. Paul said we should not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Having one's name written in the Lamb's Book of Life is all about eternity, that spiritual world, heaven. That's the most important. Are we really concerned about our neighbor's welfare as to whether they are protecting themselves and others by keeping recommended protocols? Or do we really just enjoy tattling on them because they don't? Just because a person may be in a certain condition or may have contracted a disease or infirmity, we are not to treat them with contempt, disdain, judgment, or prejudice. We are to treat them just like Jesus would. If he were here, he would treat them like he did when he was on earth. And that's the way that we should treat people. What would Jesus do? We are all called out from this sinful world to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And soon, we'll be called out literally from this earthly planet to be with our Lord in heaven forever. Called out of Egypt. We're all called out ones to make a difference in the world in which we live. Called Out of Egypt has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.